Welcome into the 323 Sports Podcast. On today's show, we are joined by Coach Greg Fallbush, athletic director and head men's basketball coach at Welch College in Nashville, Tennessee. Coach Fallbush has over 20 years of experience as a coach and athletic director, serving both at the high school and college levels. You'll be able to tell from this interview that Coach Fallbush has a real desire to help develop the next generation. Hopefully, he'll encourage you as you work to teach and coach your group of young people. But before we get started, are you tired of overpaying for big brand uniforms, just wanting to find some really good stuff at some really great prices? You're not alone, and that's why we created Good Game Product Line. We've got some incredible uniforms that cost up to 70% less than the big brands. So if you're looking for options in a great product line, look no further than Good Game from 323 Sports. Now here's this week's interview with Coach Greg Fallbush. Great to have on the podcast Coach Greg Fallbush, athletic director and head men's basketball coach at Welch College. Coach, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Before we get into things, can you give us just a little bit about your background and how you ended up at Welch?
You know, I graduated from Welch College in 1995. And, you know, it's interesting. I never, ever played basketball. I got cut from any team I ever tried out for. And when I was at Welch in the 90s, Coach Byron Deal was the coach here. And he needed, you know, somebody just to keep stats and do laundry, basically a manager. And I hung, you know, did that and I enjoyed it. Well, then when I graduated, I got a job in Florida at Sefner Christian Academy. And at that time, they had one sports team and it was a JV boys basketball team. And we just kind of got involved, you know, got involved in the athletic department there and ended up help starting, a women's basketball team there. And that's what I coached in Florida was the varsity team, but, you know, help work in the athletic department. And God really blessed us at Sefner Christian where, you know, we become a very strong athletic department, had all the sports. But, you know, God really opened up some doors coaching high school girls basketball team to where we become one of the top teams in Florida and really in the Southeast. And, you know, played in the state championship game four or five times and, you know, did well with that. When the Welch College moved to new campus, Dr. Pinson, Matt Pinson, wanted to take the athletic department in a new direction, you know, and put a little more emphasis on it. The other AD was getting ready to retire. They always just used, stipend basketball coaches. So Dr. Pinson wanted to bring in, you know, me as the AD and men's basketball coach and, you know, me being a graduate from here and my daughter that was going to be coming to school here. It just seemed to kind of work out. So I've been here for 3 years and God has really done some great things here. We've gone from 28 athletes to 92 athletes right now and started men's and women's soccer and basketball teams are improving. So we're excited about this.
One of the main reasons I wanted to ask about your previous coaching experiences is because of the perspective that you have, having been a high school coach and now a college coach. And so my first main question is this, whether it's athletically, academically, or spiritually, what kind of challenges are you encountering with student athletes? And is there anything that we as coaches can do to better help our student athletes have success in those areas?
A lot of the challenges here is the same thing, the challenges that I faced down there. And it's becoming more of a situation with this, and it's the outside influence on the students. We just had a speaker in chapel today, and that speaker, you know, told us that, you know, we have teachers in our life, and it could be Facebook or Twitter or Snapchat or, you know, the cell phone or whatever it is. And these kids have so much outside influence in their life. Frank Martin, the coach at South Carolina, talks about this, that he gets tired of people talking bad about this new generation. And what he says is this right here, the unique thing about this generation is this, they have so much information at their fingertips. They have a question, they Google it. Twitter, Facebook, you know, all these different social medias, it's right there, and they constantly have this noise in their life, but what they don't have is experience, how to handle this knowledge and information. And I think that what I have trying to focus in on is, okay, in 2020, you have access to all of this information, good, bad, whatever it is, you have access to it. Let's figure out how to go through this and figure out what's beneficial, what's not. How do you block out the bad things? How do you allow the good things in? I think that is the biggest challenge facing athletics. In high school, it's the AAU coaches that sometimes has not got their best interest at heart. It's the watching the ESPN. It's the role models that they allow in their life. That's the outside noise that I think that coaches can help, you know, use teachable moments like the situation that happened last night between Kansas and Kansas State. I think that high school coaches, no matter what sport it is, could be using this as a teachable moment. Even in college, we can be using things like this to help out. They have so much information, but they just don't have the experience. And I think that's where we can help them.
Do you do any kind of mentoring or even these teachable moments? Do you have set times during the week that you sit athletes down either individually or as a group? Or is that just something that you talk about, you know, before a practice or take some time, you know, while you're doing warmups or something to talk about those things with your players?
We do both. I have every one of my players in my office. I try to have them individually in once a week individually, you know. And when we come in to talk, I try not to even talk about Flames basketball, their role on the team. We try to talk about life. Now, like situations like I mentioned a minute ago between Kansas and Kansas State, we will discuss that as a team. But what I have found is that on the road trips, on the bus and the hotels and stuff like that, that is where these conversations come up in an informal way. But yes, I go out of my way to be intentional about this and the mentoring, you know, one-on-one. That's the thing that I value the most. I'll be honest, if I lost the one-on-one connection with my players, I probably wouldn't even enjoy coaching. You know, it's the mentoring part I enjoy, the, you know, bringing them in. How's your family? I know your family's going through this. Okay. You know, let's talk about what's going on here on the team and kind of go from that. But then we also discuss things as a team. Like we usually have at least one good discussion a week in our devotion time about things like this.
I know you're out on the road recruiting quite a bit, whether it's for your team or for Welch College itself, and especially for your sports teams. What kind of things are you looking for in players aside from their athletic talent when it comes to bringing players there to Welch?
Well, I have it actually written on my board in my office I'm looking at right now. I look at 8 things. I want players that are on time. I'm big about responsibility. I want them on time. If I have a meeting set up with them, I want them on time because I believe that is a character thing. I want players that when I walk in, they've got the new ear pods in their ear and stuff like that, and they keep them in when we're trying to talk. And I also look at their social media. What's on your social media? I want a player that will look me in the eye. I look at their body language, when I'm recruiting them, when I'm talking to them, their body language. I want one that will use the word sir, be respectful. I want players that understand the value of what Welch College, who Welch College is, one that understands that you're going to go to chapel. You're going to go to church. You're going to understand our core values. And then one that understands the value of team. What does it take to be part of a team? And, do you understand what your role is on a team? Okay. In high school, your role might have been scoring 25 points a game. Well, here your role might be scoring 8 points a game, but be more of, one of the role players. Okay. Are you, how do you think you respond to that? So I think to put it all in together, I look more of you know, their personal responsibility, you know, how they respond to difficulties in their life and how they treat others. Because, you know, if they've got these things in place, then they'll eventually figure out what we're doing in basketball. But if they don't, at the end of the day, if we don't win a game, we don't win a game. But, you know, we're still going to do things that help us become who we are.
Not all high school coaches have college prospects on their team, but for those who do, or those who have, or those who will, what should they be doing to assist their players when it comes time to choosing the best place to go to college?
The biggest thing that to understand where you're going to go to college is, do you line up in your core values? You know, there are some kids that, you know, and I'm sure that you know this, that from where you know, are as well, there are some kids that are very good basketball players that I will pass on because their core values do not line up with who we are. And I think it's foolish for a high school coach to, there's nothing that makes me madder is for a high school coach to waste my time. Before I talk to a player, you know, I'll talk to the coach, and I'm very clear with the coach who we are. You know, we're going to have chapel services, we're going to be at church, things like this. And they try to sell me on this kid. And then when I get there, that kid really has no interest in going to church. And I'm not saying that other colleges should not be evangelistic. We are evangelistic, but our college is ministry driven. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing for other colleges to do that, but that kid wouldn't be a good fit here. I think that high school coaches, parents, and players need to identify their core values, identify what they're looking for, and then match that up with a college. Our level, sometimes players feel like, okay, I don't have many options, so I'm just going to go somewhere. And what I tell players when I recruit them, if you're coming to Welch College to play basketball, you're going to be miserable. If you're coming here just to play basketball, it will not work, because basketball is a small part of this. And if you don't understand who we are, it won't work. And I think that when I was coaching high school basketball, that was one of the things that I did was, okay, what, number one, who are you? What are you looking for in life? What values do you have? What degrees do you want? And then let's start picking colleges based on that. Not just, okay, they got a good basketball program, or I like that coach, or something like that. I think there's much more that goes into it.
As you look back on your career, talking to a younger athletic director or coach who's going to be in a position where they're responsible for multiple programs, or, you know, even like the situation that you've been talking about where you're growing a program, is there one or two pieces of advice that you would give to that young person?
Well, there's two things that I wish that I would have learned years ago as an athletic director, really three things. Number one, it goes back to what I just said a minute ago. I think you have to establish who you are and what you want your program to look like. Is it going to be, hey, I want a winning program in every area, or am I going to put an emphasis on mentorship? You know, I think understanding who you are. Number two is understanding. And the only way I can explain it is understanding what battles to fight. I used to think as an athletic director, I had to fight every battle, and I had to fight them immediately. You know, now I've learned, okay, to take things a little, I mean, obviously some things have to be dealt with quickly, but sometimes I've learned to step back and give God time to work, and kind of step back and evaluate the situation and decide, okay, what is the best way to handle this and not rush in. But number three is, I think that in every area of life, is finding those individuals that you value and partner with and seek advice from and really, you know, utilize their wisdom and knowledge. And, you know, a lot of ADs have been at this for years. And even now here at Welch College, I have, you know, two or three ADs in college that I've become friends with over the last couple of years that I'll call once a week and say, hey, listen, I'm dealing with this. How would you handle it? And it, most of the time they would say, you know, it's a funny thing. I dealt with that 10 years ago, and this is what I did, and it was wrong, and here's how I would do it. And I think those things like that would help any young age.
Lots of great information. Coach, on behalf of all of us here at 323 Sports, thanks so much for what you do and the time that you are investing in young people's lives and for the time that you gave to us today. So thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the 323 Sports Podcast. For more information on what 323 Sports can do for your business or sports organization, visit 323sports.com.